It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. A lot warmer today than it was yesterday. We were touch below zero yesterday. We're 18 outside right now. Looking for, this is going to be kind of be the warm day of the week.
Yeah, enjoy today.
Yeah. So, you know, if you were looking forward to short sleep, well, let's not get too carried away. If you're looking forward to a decent day where you didn't have to necessarily pull out all the warm clothing, you're still going to have to dress up, but it'll be a little warmer today. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got six used electric ranges, a couple of used gas ranges. Still have one electric cooktop, smooth top in excellent condition. Used portable air cleaner, near new. Got in an older used chest freezer, 18 cubic foot, but works good. One used portable dishwasher, a couple of used built-in dishwashers, several gas and electric clothes dryers. Have six used refrigerators, three of them large capacity and very good condition. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Got lots of gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot. And most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. I appreciate that very much. We're going to talk live in the studio here this morning with a couple of guests that we have in who have an event coming up tonight as Maggie Elliott joins us here this morning along with Mom Jamie. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate the both of you stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Let's scooch right up to those microphones so everybody can hear those beautiful voices here this morning. Maggie, you've got a fundraising event coming up tonight. The folks at the Pizza Ranch were gracious enough to help you do a little fundraising. You want to talk about that some?
Yeah, it's tonight from 5 to 8, and kids eat free, but Pizza Ranch will be donating 10% of everything sold, as well as all the tips will be donated towards getting WAGs.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that, because maybe folks have forgotten or don't remember all the details about the project. You have allergies. Now, a lot of folks have allergies, not like you, though.
Yes, my allergies are life-threatening. Peanuts and corn are my main allergies. And they cause anaphylaxis when I'm around them. So WAGS is a dog. He's a Labradoodle. And there's a company, Angel Service Dogs, that trains dogs to detect things like a drug dog would. And he would be trained to detect corn and peanuts. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be with me all the time. And he'll just smell them out and potentially help me from having a reaction.
These dogs are not cheap ventures. You know, whether you're talking about the dogs that law enforcement uses to sniff out drugs, those are very highly trained animals. It's the same kind of a principle, same kind of a theory here. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort by someone else to train them, but then also it takes a lot of work and effort for you to get used to working with them and them to get used to working with you, correct?
Yeah. In June, I'll actually go down to Colorado where he's trained for 2 weeks, and they'll train me how to handle him and to recognize when he alerts to an allergen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how does that work? Have you guys had a demonstration? Have you visited before to see how this actually plays out?
Generally, when they first recognize an allergen is present, the first thing that they will do is sit in front of the person so that they are blocking them from going any further towards the allergen. And then if they don't stop, the dog will actually nudge them as the next step. And if that doesn't get them to stop or realize that there's danger, they will bark. So that is how they're trained to give you signs that there is an allergen present and you need to stop.
So the trainers train the dogs, and then after that they train you.
Yes.
To understand all the signals and stuff too, because you guys kind of have your own sign language.
Yep. And they'll actually train me to like sign to him instead of actually telling him how to sit, you know, to sit and to lay down. They'll teach me how to do it with my hands. So
yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yes. And these dogs are very loyal to what they do,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they really do enjoy it. It's not like it's a terrible life for the dog. They're loved,
no.
They're cared for, they're doing something that's very valuable.
Yeah, they're trained to where searching for allergens is the most exciting part of their life. So, yeah.
What's what they do, and they love what they do, and they're trained very well to do it. As we said, this is not an inexpensive venture, and we have visited with you before about some other fundraising events and things, and it takes a while, and boy, time is crashing here very fast, isn't it, coming toward June?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing on the fundraising?
We've raised around $1,000, but we have to get $20,000by May, hopefully.
You do have a ways to go yet.
Yes, we do.
The fundraiser tonight is a Pizza Ranch fundraiser from 5 to 8 p.m., and Pizza Ranch is going to donate 10% of what folks spend out there tonight during that time to the effort. Did you contact them, or did they contact you?
I had spoke with Trey about it earlier, and so I guess we contacted them, and it just worked out that this would be a good time to do that.
Sure. Now, the ironic thing is, though, we kind of were talking about this a little bit beforehand, it's a fundraiser out at the Pizza Ranch, but you really can't even sit down and enjoy dinner with folks because of the allergies. But you're hoping to be there tonight.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can greet everyone who comes down.
So. Yeah, it's not that you don't like pizza.
No.
You just have this thing, you know.
I would love to eat pizza.
And maybe that's a thing that people don't understand. I mean, because to walk into a room and see Maggie Elliott standing there, she's a beautiful young girl. She's got a great personality. She's just like the rest of us. Except you have these underlying issues, and it makes it kind of tough. Is it tough sometimes for people to understand that?
I think it is tough because a lot of people just imagine allergies as having a cough and a sneeze. But for me, it really is life-threatening. And it's just you never know when it's going to happen because someone could have ate peanut butter and then they breathe on me and it's just like, oh my gosh, my throat is swelling up. So
just that much.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me at one time it's just even after the fact, I mean, if you would go to a store, for example, and look through some clothing on a rack, if it's not something that's already in the clothing, it could be that somebody else had also kind of feathered through those items, and maybe they had peanut butter or something corn-based, and you can pick up on that as well. It's a very sensitive situation.
Extremely sensitive.
I mean, how difficult has it been for you to learn how to live this way?
It's been very difficult, and I don't think even now that it's been multiple years that I've had allergens this severe, I don't think I fully understand everything, because I do still have reactions. So I don't really know that I've completely understood it yet.
Mom, was it always like this?
Every time she has a reaction, a severe reaction, it tends to make the next reaction even stronger, and that's where WAGS is very integral in this process, that at this point, you know, that cross-contamination that can happen from just sitting in a chair that somebody that had popcorn sat in, or maybe they had peanut butter for breakfast and they still had a little tiny bit on their sleeve or on their hands and they touched that chair, Maggie can sit in that and then start having breathing problems. Mm-hmm. And it's become that severe because she's had so many interactions with peanut butter that we didn't see. A lot of times people in the allergy world, I will say, consider this to be a hidden disability similar to a seizure disorder or diabetes. You look at a person and you don't see anything wrong with them, but you never know when that's going to drastically change or when their health is going to be a life-threatening situation. Mm-hmm. And WAGS is going to help in the aspect that he will be able to prevent her from being in those situations by sensing those things and alerting to them and preventing her from going any further.
Sure. You know, Maggie, a lot of folks, little things happen to them in life and it gets them down, ruins their day. You know, we get mad about things and just get a bad outlook all of a sudden. Every time I see you, you're smiling. You're smiling, and you always have people talking, oh my gosh, that's terrible. How do you live like that? How did you have, like I've been asking you here.
Yeah.
How do you stay so positive all the time about things? It's like it doesn't even bother you most of the time. You're always smiling.
I feel like God made me this way for a reason, so I might as well just accept it. And like, if I was just down all the time, I feel like my life would be even more miserable than it already is from the allergies. So I just try to be really positive, and it helps having good friends and family around me.
Yeah, well, life is a gift.
Yes.
And we all face challenges.
Yes.
They're all different, and we just have to learn to deal with those challenges, right?
Yes.
Is there a lot of research going on with regard to allergies? Are researchers working on this the same way they work on other things, cancer and what have you? Is there more and more being done?
There is a lot of research going on for allergens right now. They're actually working on some pretty extensive peanut allergy things right now. They are testing I don't know that I want to use the word cure, but a way to desensitize people to peanuts using very high doses of basically, I guess you would call it yogurt, with a tiny bit of peanuts, and they're injecting this into people, and it is helping them become desensitized to that peanut allergen.
Just like you would any other inoculation.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, there's hope that if that works for these peanuts that, you know, down the road they're going to be able to modify that for other types of food allergens as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's good to hear that there's some progress being made there, too. In the meantime, need to raise some cash.
Yes.
So if folks would like to stop out to the Pizza Ranch tonight between 5 and 8, they can help out that way and enjoy dinner anyway. You're going to eat, right? You might as well go out and do something good when you eat. But otherwise, if folks would like to maybe donate to the effort, can they do that?
They can donate through Angel Service Dogs, which is the organization that is training WAGs. It is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So all donations are 100% tax deductible. They can do that by going to angelservicedogs.com. And across the banner there, they'll have different,
families
listed. If you click on, I believe it's Focus Families, WAGs for Mags is listed there. And if you click on that, it'll give you the link to donate. It'll give you the information to either mail a check or you can donate through PayPal. Either using a PayPal account or using a credit card.
They make it
or
easy.
Or debit card. Mm-hmm. It is very easy, and like I said, it's 100% tax deductible. We're also really seeking help from any organizations or businesses out there that would be willing to help with other fundraising events. Mm-hmm. We have received quite a lot of product from various pet food companies and pet product manufacturers to do a silent auction. We've also got some items from various businesses around town. Atlantic Animal Center or Health Center has donated some good product. So we need to get together a silent auction, and we are hopefully going to be doing that soon. But we're kind of looking for someone to help with that as well. So if there's any organizations out there that want to step up and help with that, or a business that would like to sponsor that, that would be a huge help to us as well. And they can, they can contact us through the WAGs for Mags site on Facebook or wagsformags@yahoo.com.
Very good. Boy, June's going to be a big time for you. Not just a new friend, a new dog, but a dog that can be a lifesaver.
Yes.
And also starting college and everything, too. What an exciting time in your life.
It's very exciting.
Very good. Well, wish you the best. Hope you have a good turnout tonight. And if you need anything, let us know. And please keep us up to date on what's going on so we can let folks know how you're doing.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. Thanks.
Appreciate that. We need to turn things back over again to Kendall Warren so he could tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at his shop, down at W&S Appliance. Kendall? Get you back in that chair there. We don't move as fast as we used to.
No. Got water heaters, gas, and electric. They're made in the United States. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, service it later if it's needed. Lots of washers and dryers, front load and top load, tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. And also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts labor and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor has 5 years on the motor and 15 years on the transmission. Got lots of refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Good selection, and of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And if you'd like to know more, check out the Angel Service Dogs website, and you can read a little bit about Maggie's story there, too. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.